This podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC, listen.
They say the air was fresher in the olden days, except for in places like restaurants, offices, airplanes, and hospitals.
Wait.
What?
Wait. They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that? That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that.
That's
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What? I'm Tiliotti Black, and this is... Wait, they did what? That's also the question we ask our grandparents when they start talking about the olden days. Today we're heading back in time to the 1970s when it was still legal to smoke indoors. Basically anywhere.
It would just smell very strong, like petrol strong, and just would not be nice.
Really smoky, sometimes like it's just sort of hard to breathe.
Especially if you have asthma.
Yeah, like me.
It would be like an asthmatic's worst nightmare.
They probably didn't know. They didn't have the research that we have now, so they wouldn't have known that that was bad.
Yeah, they didn't have the knowledge that it can really hurt and damage
people around you.
Yeah.
You're right. But by the mid-70s, all that indoor smokiness started to bug some people who didn't smoke. They called for non-smoking areas to be created so that they could escape the stink. But that made lots of smokers, like this 1970s reporter, grumpy.
Increasingly trodden on is not so much the cigarette, but the cigarette smoker. For it seems that nowadays, cigarette smoking doesn't make you popular at all. Instead, you're shunned and ostracised. Everywhere you go, no smoking signs scream at you.
Wah, wah, pull out the mini violins for the smoking reporter. Non-smokers in the 70s and 80s didn't just find cigarettes smelly and gross. They were beginning to discover the dangers of something called passive smoking. That's inhaling the smoke from someone else's lit cigarette.
Even just out on the streets, I'd regularly hold my breath when I go past them because even though you can't see the damage that it's giving you, but you can smell it and inhale it.
Other people who have dedicated their lives not to smoking are getting lung cancer even though they're not even doing it.
I don't think they should be allowed to smoke.
Because secondhand smoke's just as bad as firsthand smoke.
You know what you're talking about. So did this reporter in 1986.
The burning end of a cigarette releases twice as much smoke into the atmosphere as is inhaled through the cigarette by the smoker. So that side stream smoke that you're breathing in is actually unfiltered and contains much higher levels of harmful chemicals. There are 50 different carcinogens, substances known to cause cancer, all at much higher levels coming out of the end of that cigarette.
That sounds like one toxic concoction. But would you believe the dangers of passive smoking were still being argued about in the 1990s? This doctor spelled it out in 1992.
Dr. Batoon, from tests you've done on non-smokers in smoking environments, what do you find?
Well, we find, for example, we studied some bar attenders who were working in bars in pubs at night, and during the evening as they got more and more exposure, these are non-smokers, they'd have blood levels of nicotine, carbon monoxide in their blood as if they were active smokers.
So it seems pretty understandable then why non-smokers were kicking up a stink. Here's that whinging smoker reporter guy from before.
Increasingly common are those little tricks that the non-smokers are getting up to. One non-smoker so objected to the habit of the person next to him that he started burping out loud in a sign of protest.
Yeah, I don't know how effective that would have been. But the government did start to take notice, and they started making TV ads telling everyone how bad it was to smoke indoors.
Now that they've got those ads that, like, show you what it does to you, like, it changes people's minds about what they're doing.
Yeah, people who smoke durries now are a bit stupid.
Much to many smokers' dismay, smoking indoors was banned in enclosed public places across Australia by 2010. 2010? Geez, that took a while. And that, my friends, is another reason the grass is a little greener here in the 2020s. Or at least the air is a little bit cleaner indoors. Till next time, I'll catch you on everyone's favourite blast from the past. Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What in the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.